KI7 QMD Mobile switching over to 19. Listening.
Hey, QMH Mobile.
Morning, Drake. KI7 QMD Mobile.
Morning, are you in Charlesville or Petoskey?
I am just coming up the 131 into Petoskey. If you're taking the 131, be real careful. There's areas of zero visibility.
Well, good thing I'm taking 31, which could be better or significantly worse.
Yeah, I've had drifting in that area, so... It's crazy. At least the lights are coming on out here. It's not as dark as it was, so... But, it's a bit crazy out here today. It's nice and cold.
Yeah, nice and cold. I let the vehicle warm up for 15 minutes this morning, and the temp gauge didn't even move. So, just lovely.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, I was chatting with Jim and Jeff this morning, south of the EJ facility there, and it went white, totally white. I got off the radio, figured I had a lot more of that to come, and it wasn't great, but I can see all the way to the line of cars in front of me now, so that's pretty good.
Well, I've had my fair share of crappy weather this week. I drove down to Holland on Monday, which was a cardinal sin given the massive pileup on 196 that day. So I ended up taking 37 and then hopped on 10 and then went down 31 all the way to Holland. Stayed there for a couple days and then ran all the way over to Saginaw, went through 196, went through I-96, went through 69, and went through, and then got on to 75. 75 was the best. The worst was 196 and 96. Cars all over the place into the ditch. That was real fun to see. And, yeah. Very fun times.
Yeah, that 75 is a decent road, though. I think it was last year coming up, in the Grayling area. You get out trying to get into Grayling as you're coming north. I had some winter storms out there where it was horrible. The visibility was bad up there, too. But, yeah, it's kind of fun, though it's not. I guess that's the challenge. Go to Harbor Springs. I'm probably going to leave early. The guys are talking about Armageddon coming over the next few days and stuff like that. Oh, it's slick now. Ooh, wee. Slippery roads. Anyway, you concentrate on driving because I'm going to be safe out there, man. We'll catch up with you. KS7 QMD Mobile.
Sounds good, Rick. We'll catch you later. Drive safe out there. Hey, QMH Mobile.
Hey, KI7 QMD Mobile. I had an afterthought. Something I was going to mention to you. I plugged in the 2.6 at my home radio, and I can activate the repeater, but everybody on the other end, all they hear is static. I'll be curious when you make your reception improvements if it'll make a difference. I can hear it just fine from my spot there at the bottom end of Torch Lake, but I guess I'm not transmitting clean enough.
Yeah, it's not you, it's the repeater. There's a lot of noise up there. So off-site receivers are going to be my saving grace for that site. So I got to implement those. I'm going to put one over at my parents' place, which actually should give you coverage there, because I believe I was able to hear you on the input of many repeaters at my parents' place. So once I get that going, you shouldn't have any issues. It talks pretty good, but it doesn't really hear that great. But I kind of figured that would be the case.
Yeah, for sure. It reaches out nice from if I hear it right, down Munson over near the Commons there. That's pretty good for me to be picking that up at my place. So anyway, hey Travels, just wanted to give you some feedback. So KI7QMD 73 is back to driving. See ya.
Oh, 200-something feet on top of a building, or, well, 200-something feet up, and then another 20 feet up on top of that building that'll do it, so. 7-3, Rick. We'll catch you later. An ATMH hole.
Good morning, Mr. Drake. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. I have a question on your travel south.
Morning, Mr. Jim. Which part of it?
Well, I was just wondering if you felt safer with that wire guardrail they've put down the center of the between the divided highways down on 196 and 96. They have almost continuously all the way along that wire preventer thing.
I don't feel any safer. Reason, because I watched the car go into it. And it was pretty violent. The normal solid ones, well, your car is just going to slide across it or, you know, mow over it. The poles, the little poles that hold that wire up, they'll cut underneath the vehicle, and depending on how some vehicles are made, they could go straight through the bottom of the car or something like that. It was ugly when that car went into it.
Oh, hadn't really thought about that. Yeah, almost decapitation type thing. Ooh, scary. Now you got me worried about that.
And the other thing is that, yeah, okay, you got that thing, but the pole is also going to grab the car and whip it around compared to the other guardrails that don't do that. Unless you hit it straight on, then it's just going to stop you dead in your tracks. But, I mean, if you catch the side of it with that pole, it's grabbing your bumper and it's ripping you around. So, and then that's exactly what I saw, and I'm not a fan.
All right. Well, I was just thinking that they haven't implemented that up by 127 at Clare, where they had the two head-ons over the weekend. So that might have prevented head-ons. But okay, I was just kind of curious what your thoughts were.
Well, there you go. You've got my thoughts. I guess it still works, but maybe they're cheaper, but safer? I don't know. I need TMH mobile.
All right, Drake, I got one more question. You traveled most of the roads there. On I-75, did you have the advantage to cross the Zilwaukee Bridge?
No, I went around it. So I don't even think I got near it.
Well, my story is about a year after they opened that one, I crossed it in a snowstorm, and I was following four or five cars across it. The first one, after we crossed the bridge, went off the road, and everybody else followed their taillights right off the road, me included. Oops.
I would think it was winter time.
Yeah, I was coming back from skiing up at Boyne. I was living down in Ann Arbor at the time. But I was driving with my head out the window with my ski goggles on so I could try and see. That was probably not the smartest move.
I've done that a few times in the parking lot.
Heck, you guys caught my attention. That sounds like I would have liked to get a photo of that, Jim.
It probably looked pretty comical. Wearing ski goggles with your head out the driver's window. Oh, well. Hey, entertainment while you guys are driving. ACATG, I'll listen and let you chuckle.
Yeah, I would definitely say that's some pretty good entertainment.
I'm listening again, but I could...
No, we're just rolling north of Yuba now. Not pretty here. Quite a bit of blowing snow. And it's real split. ATMH mobile.
doubled.
That's awesome. Hi, Joe.
Morning. Follow with a snowplow. It's the safest bet.
I don't have one of those right now. I saw one going south, but I'm not going south. Go ahead, Rick.
Oh, following the snowplow brings back memories of Colorado.
I bet. I've never been over there. That was the snowmageddon compare over there to here.
Well, I have a story, and I think Jim will like this. Hopefully he's listening. So, I was over on the western slope of Colorado. Was it western slope? I think I was on the western slope. Anyway, somebody told me there was a shortcut to where I was going in California. He didn't really tell me what the shortcut was, so I looked at the shortest path and mapped it out. It's a little bit of a story, so there's a lot of components. So anyway, we're in a Isuzu Trooper, that's what I had back at the time, and I think we're somewhere around 8,000-10,000 feet, somewhere around there, and I am driving along, and we're end up on this mountain pass, like two lanes, one going each way, look down the cliff like mountain pass. I'm going to pause because I'm going to time out, so hang tight. Okay, I'm back in. So my wife is freaking out. She's breathing into a paper bag because she's hyperventilating. And I come up on a snowplow, so I was really happy about that because I'm following the snowplow. And then we're going through these, like, tunnel things, which are actually snow sheds, so that when there's an avalanche, it doesn't take out the road. The snow goes over the top of the road, you know, and we're like, wow, we got this peak of this mountain, and we go back down in the valley, and there's a little town, and my wife says, why don't we just stop here? She says, you can drop me off. I'll spend the winter here if you want to keep on going. And I kept on going up another mountain peak and back down again, and finally, I forget where we ended up. You know, we're heading towards California. We get to where we're going, start to do a little research, and we were on what's called Red Mountain Pass, which is the most avalanche-prone pass in the United States. They lose a snowplow driver a year, or the truck goes over the side of the hill on a lot of places up there plowing it. So it was probably the most treacherous road I've ever been on. Didn't realize where I was until reading up about it after. It was insane. Oh, I forgot to mention, the Isuzu Trooper had vacuum controls for the heating system. And every time I flushed on the gas, I lost vacuum and my defogger stopped working. So that was adding to the misery of driving up there, too. So anyway, enough of that. It was a crazy experience. That was the same year we drove back, came through Donner Pass. I timed out. KI7QMG, back to listening.
That was a good story. That's a good one there. Vacuum controls for your climate control. Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that. Not at all. Especially when going uphill, when you're constantly on throttle. So, well, certainly sounds like a fun time. Joe, are you still in there?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the first car I've owned that hasn't had vacuum control for the climate control system. I still measure it on the OBD2 interface, but, I had multiple vacuum leaks in my old Plymouth back in the day. That made for fun times. It was an underpowered vehicle to begin with a four-cylinder, and it was equipped with AC. So, you know, what works in that car is slow speed and high revs. That doesn't agree with the construction of the engine, which is a aluminum head and a steel block. So, blew a few head gaskets. What a reliable vehicle. Good times. I'm actually just where I'm going. I followed the plow all the way to my physical therapy appointment, but, thanks for the ride along, guys. Wow. That Audi. Oof. You get a stop sign, street signs. How do you do that, man? You have all-wheel drive. Idiot drivers. That's all I got to say. All-wheel drive just means you develop more momentum when you ram into things. NHC.
Yeah, you guys are just saying all the crap that goes through my head when I'm driving. I don't even have to think for myself. there are a lot of crazies out here. KI7QMD.
You guys hear me at all?
Yeah, later on, I can hear you. KI7QMD mobile.
I tried breaking in several times and no acknowledge, but I thought maybe I wasn't getting into the repeater. So I didn't know what was going on there. Well, now, it's snowing here, and we got about 4 inches of fresh snow last night, and we'll get some more yet today, so. And it's cold out there. What can we say, you know, middle of winter? Go ahead, back to you, Rick.
I don't know if Drake is still out there or not. I'm going back and forth between listening and talking. Some of the conversations are just worth having a comment or two, but, I have made it to the intersection of 31 and, Atoski Harbor Springs Road here, whatever the number is. It's pretty much the same on and off visibility and weather and snow and slipperiness and crazy drivers, the whole route, so... I want to wish everybody a good day, 73. I'm nearing the end of my travels here. KI7QMD Mobile, signing out.
Yeah, I've got the same. Here, it's even now my visibility's gone. So, I'm going to jump out too so I don't die. Rod, sorry to bail on you, but not dying sounds like a pretty good thing right now. NATMH Mobile.
Well, wave a hand saying to you. Drive safely out there. It's more important than talking on the radio. Anyhow, I'll be hanging out. I'm out in my radio room here in the barn, and I've been just finished with HF. And I got some other things I'm going to do out here, so I'll be listening here for a while. So this is WG8W here in Indian River. I'll be standing by.
Home in Milan.
Oh, there you go.
Looks not too bad of a day then. That's how it was up here yesterday. Sunshine, had sunglasses on. That was short-lived. We're back to whiteouts and playing the game of where's the road at? I can't tell.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, we got some white snow come through this morning, so in the back roads, which were clear yesterday afternoon, are somewhat lightly snow-covered, but, you know, you get the open fields with the wind whipping across, and yeah, a lot of slippery spots there. Yeah, I keep popping in on the cameras sometimes a couple of times a day at our place up in Akiak. You know, though we closed it up for the winter, you know, kept the internet on, and I love popping in on the cameras. So we'll see what's going on up there. It's just been kind of cool. We've caught some deer and raccoons, and early yesterday morning, a fox running on through the yard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're moving around, all the woodland creatures. I've been getting a pretty big batch of turkeys lately. In fact, they've gotten bold enough to come up onto my front porch. That's where I keep the bird seed. Try to not drag it into the house, that way the mice don't come in the house. They got pretty bold one morning and walked right up my steps onto my front porch and decided that I wasn't feeding them enough.
Well, gets the right time of season, they may be feeding you, huh? You know, that's one thing I've not seen at our place. I mean, I've seen them plenty of times, you know, along US 23, especially, out a little past the refuge harbor there, like the Sheboygan side of that, but you know, I haven't seen them by our place. Then you know, where we're at, we're, I don't know, 7-8 minutes from the refuge harbor, and that, you know, our drive is right off of 23. Seen plenty of deer, but actually I almost hit a turkey. 3-4 years ago in that general area, it decided it wanted to cross the road. And away it went. That was a close one. Managed to avoid it, but it was pulse quickening. I know someone who has hit a turkey, and man, those things do some damage to the car.
Yeah, I've seen the aftermath right through a windshield. Is not a pleasant experience, from what I understand. And yeah, when they just decide they want to go, they go. Doesn't matter if there's no traffic on a two-track or if it's a four-mile or a four-lane wide highway. When they decide it's time to go, they just go. I've had some close calls. I've seen them around my house, but this is the first year that I've had them consistently wandering around my property. So I don't know if they move and shift locations, but I seem to have 5 or 6 of them now that are consistently coming around the house just about every day.
Yep. That's actually kind of cool. What we see consistently all the time around our place is chipmunks. Our dogs go nuts. They love them. that gets entertaining. But yeah, actually one of our, she's since retired, but one of the Motorola project managers, oh God, this goes back probably 15 years ago. I think she got a deer she hit. Of course, her vehicle was in the car hospital for getting that fixed. She picks it up, is a matter of minutes away from the body shop when a turkey flew out and partially through the windshield. It hit right at the top of the windshield, so it screwed up the front edge of the roof. She said she turned around. She was less than 10 minutes out. It just drove right back with the turkey sticking out of the windshield. She said that when she walked into the office that they're like, what are you back for? And, yeah, they were amused by the turkey sticking out of the windshield. Oh, hey, I'll get going there, Adam. I pulled in here. Your dad tracks through the snow, so I know the other guys must be here. Any APX, WTPUT Mobile.
Oh, man, talk about some bad luck. That's wild. I smoked a beer with my company vehicle. It was in the fall, probably October-ish, November, something like that. And I got my van back, of course, a month later. I think it was about Christmas time when I got my van back. And first morning I pulled out of my driveway, I nearly clipped another one, centimeters. I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So, yeah. All right, well, let you run on your project, sir. I'm not too far out from my next endeavor, so we'll catch you next time. Have a great day. WQPET and ADPX.
You have a great day, too, and be safe out there. WQPET, I'll be clear for now.
ADOH Mobile.
Where are you now?
Eastport.
I just got to work downtown. The roads are finally all right here. Toby sounds like he's way out.
Turn up your hearing aid, dude. We gotta turn up the hearing aid on the repeater.
What? Man, ham radio is a perfect hobby for people who are going deaf. Because I just keep saying what, and people just assume that, you know, it's a bad signal instead of my hearing that's going bad. So, all right, well, I'll let you guys go. Drive safe, Drake. Toby, you sound like you're on the edge of greatness. And, I'm going to go, hey, if you guys need any Ethernet cables, let me know. I'm going to throw all boxes of them here in a little bit. 73, NACN.
How long?
Yes.
Hey, Joe, stop giving me a break. I'm trying to get up for a DMR, but you kept walking all over me. That's why I've come over here.
That was all nuts.
Thank you, I can barely make you out. We'll talk to you later.
KCATF2. I gotta get that motor set up, is what I gotta do. NACNH. NACNH Mobile.
Well, how are the roads out there? KFCW.
Sad and abysmal. How's it going, Shannon?
Well, I spent 6 hours outside yesterday, blowing snow and cleaning up. When I came in at 6 o'clock, there was another inch on the area I had first started. And right now, we got 5-6 inches of fresh snow overnight and whiteout condition.
Yeah, that track head south from Petoskey, and it was basically wore out the entire drive, except for now we've got a little bit of sun here, just rolling into Acme.
Watch out for that coyote. We had a red fox here, getting it had dropped from the sewer in the yard. The tracks all over the yard from them. It's pretty, but more snow blowing in store and roof raking. working, and man, I bet we've had at least 3 feet of snow this winter.
I believe that's what we call a real winter, because we haven't had a real winter like this in a while.
Does that mean we're not going to have another one for a few years? Are you okay with me?
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Well, we're expecting extreme cold tomorrow. That ought to snap a few things. Oh, well. Other than that, doing okay. We were down in Petoskey on Monday for doctor's appointments and checkups and stuff, and fought snow and the wind, and the wind chills. We come out of Walmart just after dark, and it was, it hurt. The wind chill was so bad.
I believe it. I'm thankful I haven't really had to work outside. I just had to drive in all of this, so the driving part's not pleasant.
Icy road reported ahead.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you, Siri. I would say it's icy.
Yeah, the roads ain't too bad down here in the southern part of the state. W2PET in the Mobile.
Well, hello, Dan. Well, my D-Star repeater's locked up again. Needs a power cycle if you happen to be out that way.
Well, I don't have any immediate plans to be out that way, but now that I know about it, I'll probably try to make some plans to head that way next week. Yeah, the roads aren't bad here now. The salt finally got to do what salt does, and the sun is shining at the moment, which is nice. Heading back to the home office here. Had to go up to the one Washtenaw site up there at 14 and 94. Shut down the old analog trunk system today ahead of work that's going on for the new P25. Non-MPSCS system that's going in. Yeah, we're supposed to get that really cold stuff here tomorrow, too. You know, we're talking, wind chills in the night 20s. It could take us day inside. Snow-wise, we actually got snow down here. Looks like we got about, 10 inches or so, over at the cabin in Akiak. That'll be good teaching.
Yeah, you have good weather down there because the crappy weather followed me home. That's why you've got the good stuff now.
Boy, that's for sure. Well, I need to go get my coveralls on and start getting rid of some of this snow. You guys have a good day. Be safe out there. And I'll talk with you later. David FPW.
Try to stay warm there. Yeah, like right here, the road's drifted across. It's open fields, Saline-Milan Road Saline and Milan. The blowing snow just drifted across. Go ahead, was it Drake? W2PT.
Yep, it's Drake. AEMH. It's coming up on Hammond at 5 mile. I gotta make a quick stop at home before I go back to the shop. Whoa, buddy! That was not your lane, but alright. Anyway. Well, analog trunking. Oh, man. I think the last analog trunking thing that was up here was an old LTR system that no longer exists. And that's probably been at least 10 years since that's been gone. So, the heck is still doing, what was still doing analog trunking?
Well, that's a great question. So, historically going back to the mid to later 90s, Washtenaw County put in a two-site simulcast, 800 meg, analog trunking. It was a type 2 system. Fast forward to, 2007, they signed up with MPSCS to put a countywide, I think it's 7-site simulcast in, which came on the air in 2010. So they took their old analog system, dropped it to single site, and that was the air quotes, the backup system. Now at the time there was still a ton of SCADA, remote MOSTAT stuff that was running across it for various Ann Arbor agencies, which that's all since been gone by the wayside. So I mean, they had to keep the system on the air. They dropped it down to I forget how many channels. But Quantars, 6809 controllers. So last year they decided that they wanted to replace that and go multi-site with it. So they're P25 with the DVRs, and they're co-locating them at some of their other PSCS simulcast sites. And they're going to put public service, non-public safety stuff on that. Except during storm situations, we get busies on the system, so they're going to load shed stuff, non-critical over to that system.
Oh, that's neato. I've been reading up on those 6809 controllers. They're pretty neat little boxes. Little-ish, I guess. Anyway, I'll be right back. I just pulled in. I got to grab something. I'll be right back in here.
Okay, Drake, I'll be here for a few more minutes. Any DMH, W2P, UT Mobile.
Any DMH, Mobile.
I'm still here for another couple minutes. Just going past the player station. I'm going to have to venture out into that cold stuff tomorrow morning. I picked up covering a shift from 6 to 8. We've got some guys that, coming from another job, they can't be there at 6. Because their day staffing is 6 A to 6 P. So guys like me will frequently pick up the couple hours, cover that part of the shift, so we have that flexibility. with the weather forecast, I'm almost kind of regretting that already.
Yeah, I would. I don't really want to be out in this stuff. So, depending on what's on the schedule for tomorrow, I might take tomorrow off. From what I understand, it's pretty slow at the moment, so I don't know. Guess I'll find out when I pull into the shop for the first time this week.
Full time in the shop's not a bad. Pulling in the driveway here. I don't see extra footprints up to the package delivery box, so UPS hasn't been here yet. Yeah, the Chelsea site, the new shelter for this project. The door lock broke. Nobody can get in right now. So I'm on the fence as to whether I will run up there today. I'm certainly not going tomorrow, or just save it till next week. I'll catch up with him later, Greg. DMH, W2PUT.
Yeah, I'll catch you later, Dan. Any DMH, Mobile, Driver City.
Any APX, Mobile.
Well, of course it did.
What's going on in the world today?
Oh, the sun's out. I haven't seen the sun in who knows how long.
Yeah, I think we traded weather patterns. It was nice and sunny for me yesterday, and now it's snowmageddon.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks so much. Do like a max of 30 miles an hour, and we'll ride in this morning.
Yeah, that's about how it was on my way north. And then I discovered that the powers that be did not plan on showing up without, you know, they didn't tell me that.
Gotta love me.
Oh, it's all so wonderful. This Chevy Express van in front of me is having a heck of a time getting moving. You must not have a whole lot of weight in the back.
It's not me. I got fresh snow tires, and I actually just threw 280 pounds of deep sand in the back. So, she gets.
I'm already back in Traverse.
Yeah, I figured you were.
Yep. Drive back was interesting. I would not want to drive along 31 today. I did it, but if you're not me, I wouldn't do it.
Well, I'm 31 north of Lansing, headed for Sheboygan, and it's, yeah, it's a whiteout. It is not fun out here.
My buddy was heading north from Travers in the box truck. He took 72 Kalkaska north. Well, he's going to go over to Gaylord first, then to Boyne City. And he was saying that 131 was still a whiteout and terrifying. And everybody was living their headlights off because they're oh so special.
I had a DTE van this morning. We were, I don't know, 30, 35, roll of cars. Can't see 2 feet in front of your face. And, this dude in the DTE shouted Leroy Jenkins or something because he sent it going up a hill. He made it, but he had more guts than I did.
Oh, man. How fun. Anyway. Alright. Just about to pull into the shop here. So. We'll talk to you later. Hey, DMA trouble.
Alright, sounds good. Catch you later. And ADPS mobile.
Yeah, it's fading out a little bit. I don't know if I'm
system now?
You were a little spotty, but mostly readable.
Okay, well, good deal. It's like you say, it's not quite as good as feeling, but, you know, it's going to work pretty good, or a little bit better, because it gets better over in the river valley.
You were a little rough that time, but, yeah, about the same, I would say. Rough, but copyable. And that was pretty much nothing.
Not the worst.
Yeah, I still got nothing out of that.
Not the worst place for gas.
Yeah, you're mostly not in there now.
Okay, I'll gas cans up for the plow truck, and full speed when the snow is going to stop, and I'll probably end up pushing some snow around and shoveling out in front of the garage and scraping the apron there in front of the doors down and get everybody else on the property plowed out. But they really haven't had any issues this year. Everybody has all-wheel drive vehicles and whatnot.
Yeah, we haven't had much issue here yet. Haven't gotten a lot of snow yet, but Gaylord's showing an additional 1 to 4 inches, gusts 35 miles an hour, whiteout conditions till 1 p.m. So, shouldn't be too bad.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I seen on my phone there it said we're in a winter storm warning right now. I didn't bother to click to see how long it'll go for, but I'm sure a while. We're just coming along here, 35. Everybody else seems to be minding their P's and Q's as well. Nobody's flooring them.
It's showing Cedar is expected to get 4 to 8. By 7 a.m. January 24th, Saturday. Oh, it says from Wednesday to Saturday, 4 to 8, so I'd say, let's see, little to no accumulation Sunday through Monday, so yeah, I'd imagine it's probably be done by Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah, that rings a bell now. I remember hearing it. Say that or even that. Cool, it makes the cat noise. KBRX,
yeah, you're starting to lose the repeater already. It says life-threatening cold temperatures. We're in an extreme cold warning. Haven't saw that in a few years. It's been a little while. They got some weird stuff going on in the scanner right now, too. Sounds like we got some mental problems going on.
I just switched back to my node. This is like right where they kind of cross paths here, over by Fresh Coast. Yeah, cabin fever, maybe. The Shining.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could get a 100-foot tower up on the hill out there, that'd be a good transmitter site. It'd cover the whole area. Well, I'm standing here by the fire warming up, so that's all I'm doing. I'm going to be watching some TV here in a short, kicking back. I'm going to have to bring some more wood in here, keep this fire going as long as I can. It's supposed to be minus tonight, so yippee skippy. All right, well, we'll catch you later. I'll be watching some Tubi here, some TV, and we'll be listening for sure. So holler out tomorrow. I'll be up on the Sheboygan repeater about 9 or 10 o'clock.
Yeah, good. Stay warm there by the fire. Yeah, be chilly tonight. Bundle up. Yeah, we're about halfway home, a little over half. It cleared right up now. It's not even snowing. But, yeah, alrighty. Enjoy watching the TV. And, yeah, we'll turn my radio on tomorrow. people have around. But, yeah, we'll just continue motoring home and crank up the tunes. We'll chat at you. K8DYS, this is K8DRX in the Mobile. Stay warm.
Yep, jam out. Don't forget to open your cupboard doors just in case. You never know. K8DYS, stand by.
N9KLP, KCA USA, Cam, you out here? Nothing heard from N9KLP, KCA USA, monitor.
And I KOP quick.